Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is kind of pertinent to us on this day. Because as you know, this is the last day of Ramadan, the end of Ramadan, and basically tomorrow is, the day of Eid for a lot of people. So the question we're going to be asking today is this: who should be happy on Eid? You know, everybody is happy on Eid, right? No matter who it is, right? Regardless of whether the person fasts and he's happy that he doesn't have to fast to tomorrow, right? Or not, he didn't really, wasn't really able to fast, and he wasn't really spiritually successful in this month. He didn't do any ibadat or anything. But at the same time, he's happy because, it's Eid tomorrow, it's a holiday, or for whatever reason, he's happy on Eid. But the question we want to ask you today here is this: is this right? Is this proper? Should everybody, celebrate Eid? Should everybody be happy on Eid or not? Fortunately, we have certain traditions which kind of allude to the answer to this question. And, we can benefit from these hadiths and these tradition narrations and kind of figure out the solution to this problem and this question. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following regarding one of the festivals, one of the a'yad, one of the Eids. He said, "Verily, it is only a festival, it is only an Eid for someone whose fasts Allah has accepted and whose prayers He has not acknowledged." And whose prayers He has acknowledged. Meaning, if somebody's fasts have been accepted by God and his prayers have been acknowledged by God, then for this person, this is really a celebration and a festival and an Eid, right? The natural conclusion and concomitant or, corollary of this is that, well, if somebody, let's say that somebody, every day, that he performs acts of worship, those acts of worship are accepted by God and God acknowledges them. So technically that day should be an Eid for this person. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says yes. And he affirms and he accepts this. Because in the continuation of this tradition, Imam Ali says, "And every day in which we do not disobey Allah is in fact a day of celebration and an Eid." Right? Here it's possible for the answer to our question that we've just arrived at through this tradition to kind of open the door to another question. Somebody might say here, well, that's true, but how do we know whether our actions have been accepted by God or not? Who really has the surety whether to say that, his acts of ibadat, his worship, his prayers have been accepted and acknowledged by God or not? Nobody knows. Therefore, consequently, we shouldn't really be too happy on Eid because we're not really, should we be happy or not? We don't really know. Well, the answer to this question is, actually, this is true. We should never really be totally sure. Because we're not really sure whether our acts of worship have been accepted or not, but we do have the hope in it. So we should kind of be sort of happy and at the same time, vigilant at the same time, and not so happy at the same time as well, right? So we shouldn't be 100% happy because we're not really sure about it or not. But at the same time, we should have hope and raja, as they say in Arabic, with respect to these acts of worship. And so there should be a taint of happiness in us on this day. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. Well, we were looking at who should celebrate Eid on the day of the festival of Eid in the light of the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.